We are joined now by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, who has also dug out of the snow and joins us here now in the studio. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, it was good to get out today. Yeah, the last 2 days we went out and walked around and enjoyed the pretty scenery and all the snow and everything. But today seems like kind of getting more back to normal.
Yeah. And I was actually kind of impressed because, I mean, I know it's snow this time and not ice, but I can remember fairly recently, like within the last few years, us having ice storms where the ice lingered on the road for several days. But we're close to being back to normal. It's only been 48 hours, which is actually really good.
Yeah, when the snow was falling, that's one thing we talked about was that we didn't have that ice underneath. And also, I think that combined with the fact that it had been not freezing for days before it, and then, of course, the quick warm-up afterward. But, I think the challenge was what was the official count, Aaron? 11 inches?
11 inches in Carrboro, yeah.
So the challenge really was just the ability to even plow all that. I was looking back through some emails here when I was coming in to talk to you, and I noticed that on Wednesday morning, our public works director basically said, we anticipate dropping our plows a little later this morning if the storm continues, because, it's almost like when you rake leaves. I mean, you may as well just wait until there's something on the ground before you start plowing. Well, gosh, if you wait, you're waiting, it's like 11 inches before you're really getting out and about. And I know they did some early plowing, but we heard from some residents who said they haven't been down my street. Well, they had been, but they just couldn't tell.
Because they plowed and then turn around and it's already covered by the time you're done with the road.
Exactly. So, I want to just give again a really, really big shout out to our public works crews, our police, our fire. I mean, these people are on the clock 24 hours. And, when I look back at these emails, I mean, basically we're going to provide 24-hour operations throughout the storm. And I know we had a lot of folks who would call because, maybe they thought their street hadn't been plowed or they were a little worried or whatever. And we'd hear back from them a couple hours later, gosh, they've been here and they came through twice. And thank you very much. And I know we've had times where we've looked out at 11 o'clock in the evening and we see the snow plows going around, and we have a small little tight little geographic town, but we have a very, very dedicated staff that really does a good job.
So what were the biggest, other than plowing and getting the snow off of the roads and the sidewalks and everything, what were the biggest challenges?
Well, I think you mentioned one, which is we're so walkable that it's almost as important to clear off our sidewalks as our roads, but yet, I think we talked about this before, we had this prioritization.
Yeah.
And so, there was an inability to get to the sidewalks as quickly as we would have liked, but yet this morning I saw about four or five guys out on the sidewalks clearing them all off. And so that's one thing is balancing the roads with the sidewalks. And this was a good storm event to test that out. So we did hear from people in neighborhoods who felt like they hadn't been serviced yet, and in fact they had, but we got right out and serviced them. I mean, I don't think we really saw piled on our street till yesterday evening, so it was just, again, main arteries. I guess the second thing is confusion over trash and recycling, because we already had confusion hangover from last week.
Right.
And then now further confusion, and the timing of the days is similar. It was like a Wednesday, Thursday kind of thing again, and so we were getting a lot of inquiries, when are you going to pick up our recycling? Well, first of all, the county does recycling, not us, but just informing people of that it's my understanding, my latest understanding, I think this is correct. For example, people who are supposed to have recycling picked up on Friday are getting it picked up on Saturday.
Yes.
And I know our trash collection for this week was actually postponed until next week. And for example, our Wednesday trash is going to be collected on Monday, our Thursday route was going to be collected next Tuesday, and our Friday trash is going to be collected next Wednesday. Just backed up a few days.
So everything like 5 days pushback, basically.
Yeah. And really, if you think about it, it's the same people doing the snow removal, so they can't do two things at once. But they have really, really done great work for the town, and I know our residents are really appreciative, as is the board, as am I.
townofcarborough.org is the town's website, and I assume the trash pickup information is on the website, right?
Yes, it is. And anyone who has any concerns about any of this should feel free to email Public Works. It's pworks@townofcarborough.org. And, just even though we only have 6.4 square miles, our public works actually, and this was as of early this morning, had already cleared and treated over 46 miles of roadway and over 11 miles of sidewalk. So even though I saw a lot of, I guess when I saw folks on sidewalks, clearing sidewalks today, they clearly had started that yesterday also.
Anything else that people need to know just in terms of storm recovery?
You know, I would just say, you know, on the way over here, we're coming down Estes Drive, a great, well-used thoroughfare, but still lots of patches of snowy slush on it. And so, you know, again, for people who are getting a little bit like, oh, things are back to normal, like we're saying, that I'm sure tonight some of that will freeze. And so just, you know, again, don't, you know, just be extra cautious, you know.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, so that's the breakdown from where things stand now after the snow dump on Wednesday, but things are gradually getting back to normal, so let's talk about next week. We've got, first of all, the Board of Aldermen is meeting again on Tuesday, and the agenda just came out for that.
Yeah, and so I haven't read the items in detail yet at all, but we have a couple of things on our agenda that I wanted to point out. One is it's a public hearing night, and so we have our very first public hearing for community input on the town budget for the upcoming year. So this is like, you know, the very, very first kind of, you know, hearing from anyone in the public. We have some folks who typically come to that who I'm looking forward to seeing again. You know, anyone in the community that has something they want us to think about, because then I know shortly thereafter, the town manager will start having meetings with the department heads and start outlining kind of goals and objectives based on the vision from, you know, our capital improvements plan and some of our other priorities that we have and going ahead and developing that for June approval. And then we have a couple of public hearings on some land use ordinances related to various things, tree protection, shade trees, et cetera, et cetera. And then we also are going to have one of our items is to authorize our manager to enter into a contract with a group for a wayfinding program. And so this has been a priority of the board to increase our wayfinding in so much as people want to, you know, want to be able to find parking and things like that. So we're I know Annette Stone has been working on that, Annette Stone Lafferty. But the last item is a capital improvement plan update. Again, as I said, that informs our budget conversation. And we're also going to be presented with a financial planning model because we really need to step back and kind of take a look at, you know, we've got lots of priorities coming up over the next several years, and what's our long-term financial plan with regard to that. We're in very good financial shape, and I know that part of this discussion is, you know, how are we going to prioritize and pay for several items that the board has identified as priorities over the next several years.
So when we're talking about capital improvement, this is like town-owned properties and land and things like that?
Yeah, capital improvements, town-owned properties, town-owned initiatives, you know, not just, you know, 203 South Greensboro, we largely have the funding for that. But as part of that study, we also identified, for example, improvements that need to take place in Town Hall, improvements that need to take place in Century Center, you know, long-term, you know, our current public works facility and others. You know, how do we plan for the future in a way that we can not just keep pushing those off and maybe see a time where we can actually get to those projects?
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, you can get the full agenda for that meeting, which is Tuesday night at 7:30 on their website, which is townofcarborough.org. And there's another bunch of meetings that are coming up next week as well, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. These are public input sessions, two of them in Carborough and one of them in Graham, if I'm thinking right on this, on the future of West 54.
Yeah, well, the first one actually is Tuesday the 23rd. It's at the Rigmore House Event Center, which is on 54.
Right.
I don't think it's in Carborough
proper. Like just west of Carborough,
yeah, just
right?
Just west of Carborough. The Wednesday night meeting is going to be at the Graham Civic Center, and then Thursday night at 6:30, Carborough Town Hall. And so this is a really interesting study. It's being funded by the MPO of the Durham Chapel Carborough MPO, as well as the Alamance MPOs. But it's to really do a close examination of this 20 miles, really, between Graham all the way to Carborough to Fayetteville Road. And so part of what's happening here is just, you know, examining the corridor in a really in-depth manner. And one thing I've done today, I'll suggest that, you know, anyone who's interested in learning more about this, there's a website up about this, which has got a lot of good information, www.nc54.west.com. But it explains, you know, why we're having this study, in-depth review of the 20-mile stretch between of NC-54 off of between Old Fayetteville Road and I-85 and Graham, and really how, you know, it's a two-lane roadway, regionally significant. It's, you know, one of the few east-west corridors. It used to actually be one of the only ways, one of the best ways to get to Carborough Chapel Hill before 40 came along, or before 40 was extended. But it carries an average of 6,000 to 15,000 vehicles per day. And just looking at all the uses along the corridor, and we can all think of all the things we go to along there, it traverses not just urban areas, but some suburbs, some industrial uses, agricultural, a lot of bicyclists use it. There are a few offshoots of it that people go to, you know, such as Saxapaw.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, along the way, you've got Cane Creek and, you know, different things. And I think at one time it was perhaps envisioned that this corridor would end up being four lane the whole way. And I think this is more of a, hey, let's step back and look at it. And is there a way to continue road improvements and what will be needed on this corridor over the next 20, 30, 40 years that would be, I think, short of doing something like that? Mm. I know, for instance, we've had some of the intersections along there. There's a lot of crash data, et cetera, traffic data kind of that's going to be analyzed as part of this process. But anyway, this phase one in the fall, which is kind of lingering here into spring, is examining the existing conditions and doing like an assessment of the area. And then now we're starting these community meetings and getting really input from people who use that corridor on a daily basis.
It really is it's a fascinating question, because I know we've talked about 54 West as a site for possible development down the road, but you're right, a lot of bicyclists use it. It's a really beautiful area. There's a lot of event planning and event spaces out there, so you really want to protect that natural landscape even while thinking about maybe doing some development down the road too.
Yeah, no, exactly. As I said previously, there was planned to be a widening along a good portion of it. I'm not sure if it was the whole 20 miles, but by early 2023, say. But this is an effort to consider lower cost alternatives with some more immediate benefits, with minimal disruptions, you know, to the existing businesses that are out there and the long range plans of the area. And so, you know, part of it is really going to be informed, I think, by, again, the folks who live out there, the folks who have these businesses out there, people who recreate out there, people who bicycle or otherwise go out to, you know, to head out that way to go to Parts West. So it'll be folks, you know, we really want to hear from folks about their thoughts about this. And in addition to those three meetings that I've described that are next week, again, if you're on this website, you can also sign up and get emails, regular email updates about it. But you'll be able to see documents from these various gatherings. And then also there's an interactive map where you can actually go in there and point to specific parts on this 20-mile corridor and make specific comments about parts of the corridor and what your suggestions or thoughts are.
NC54West.com, right?
NC54West.com, yep.
Go there. And again, three meetings next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The one on Thursday is going to be in Carrboro Town Hall at 6:30 p.m. And you can get more information on that website. Again, NC54West.com. I got to let you go, Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.